In case you missed it, here's the latest interview from Fort Wayne's Morning News with Kayla Blakeslee.
We're talking about the U.S. 30 corridor study. As we all know, U.S. 30 has been experiencing an increase in vehicle delays, congestion, crashes, so on and so forth. So the purpose of this study is really to try and come up with some ways to improve transportation and safety. I spoke earlier with some folks who have concerns regarding some access points to local businesses, homes, churches, specifically around O'Day and Cook. So I just wanted to check in with NDOT myself to see how things were going. In order to do that, we're checking in with NDOT's Hunter Petroviak. Good morning, Hunter.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I'm doing well. When it comes to this study, what specifically is NDOT looking at?
Well, you kind of stole my thunder there, but I know. We're looking at, reducing congestion, improving safety. Because like you said, we are seeing an increased amount of traffic flowing through that area, and studies project that that's just going to continue. So if we don't address anything out there, things are just going to get worse for drivers, and we don't want to see that happen.
If folks have some concerns or issues, I, for example, talked to some folks this morning on the show who are very concerned about some access points regarding which roads would be opened, which roads would be closed. Is there a way for folks to air out these concerns?
Absolutely. There's a website. It's projectmeetingonline.com/US-30-corridor-study. And on there, there's a direct email address where people can voice those concerns and get a response formally so that we can take a look at those things. And I will say the good news is, too, that nothing is set in stone yet. We have these plans, but, we want to hear people's concerns and we want to hear their comments so that we can address those and make sure that we're doing what is right for that area.
Are you able to provide any insight when it comes to how it's decided whether or not a road is to be left open or closed?
Honestly, we look at the feedback. We look at the studies for each intersection. Mm. We will decide, ultimately what's done with those intersections after all these meetings and processes have been done. I think the rough estimate date for a final design isn't even until May of 2023. So, there's still a lot of time for us to have these conversations with people and these meetings with people to really discuss what we can and can't do out there.
I know you've already had some public meetings, but do you have any others in the works?
Yeah, so we're in the talks of putting together another public information meeting, hopefully here in the near future with a date to be determined on that one. And then I know we're looking at a potential public hearing maybe for the spring of 22. Hmm. So definitely nothing set in stone just yet, but we will definitely get those meetings posted and sent out so that we can welcome anybody and everybody so that we keep people in the know about what's going on.
And then you said the timeline for the study, what was spring 2023?
That's like the final design, and then we're looking at construction. 24, 25. So we're still several years down the road, and we still have a lot of time to, like I said, discuss and look into these things and see what's best for that area.
Hunter, in the meantime, can you give us that website for folks again if they do have concerns or issues where they can go share those?
Absolutely. That's projectmeetingonline.com/US-30-corridor-study.
Okay, so writing it all down. So projectmeetingonline.com/US-30-corridor-study. Makes sense to me. All right, Hunter, I appreciate the update.
Absolutely. Happy to help keep people in the know.
Did you miss an episode of Fort Wayne's Morning News? Or let's face it, do you just want more? Subscribe to the Fort Wayne's Morning News podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts.
Podcasts by Federated Media.